This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are sharply at odds over prospects of reaching a deal for Gaza ceasefires and hostage release. U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby reiterated Thursday that only implementing details need to be hammered out. U.S. officials have been working to revise existing proposals to deal with differences between Hamas and Israel. Those include whether Israel's forces can stay in a buffer zone between Gaza and Egypt in terms of a swap of prisoners in Israel for hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu tells Fox and Friends that Israelis will offer no concessions after the weekend discovery of six slain hostages. He says there's not a deal in the making. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that former Trump 2016 campaign advisor Dmitry Symes has been charged over work for a sanctioned Russian TV.
The Justice Department has charged Russian-born U.S. citizen and former advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign Dmitry Symes with working for a sanctioned Russian state television network and laundering the proceeds. Indictments allege that Symes and his wife Anastasia received over in exchange for work they did for Russia's Channel One since June 2022. Symes and his wife have a home in Virginia and are believed to be in Russia. The indictments come at a time of renewed concern about Russian efforts to meddle with the upcoming U.S. election using online disinformation and propaganda. I'm Norman Hall.
Police in Munich have exchanged fire with a gunman near the Israeli consulate, fatally wounding him. Authorities say they believe he was planning to attack the consulate on the anniversary of the attack on the 1972 Munich Olympics. And no one else was hurt in the shootout shortly after 9 a.m. This is VOA News. The United States government says it has secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala. The National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement that they were released on humanitarian grounds. Among the Nicaraguans were 13 members of a Texas-based religious charity, Catholic lay people, students, and others. The Guatemalan president agreed to host the Nicaraguans while they apply for entry to the U.S. The development comes just 2 days after Nicaragua's National Assembly approved changes to the criminal code allowing the government to try Nicaraguans and foreigners in absentia. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports that foreign adoptions are now being stopped in China.
China is ending its foreign adoption program. Beijing says it will not continue to process adoption cases at any stage. Mao Ning with the Chinese Foreign Ministry says except for the adoption of children and stepchildren from collateral relatives by the blood of the same generation or within three generations by foreigners coming to China, China will not send children abroad for adoption. The State Department is asking for clarification about what this means for American families with pending adoption applications. The only reason given by China is it's in line with the spirit of relevant international conventions. U.S. families have adopted more than 82,000 children from China. The announcement comes as birth rates in China have dropped. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a change in a plea for Hunter Biden in a tax fraud case in California.
Hunter Biden's defense team is announcing the president's son is changing his plea just as jury selection was getting underway in Los Angeles. President Biden's son Hunter had pleaded not guilty to federal tax violations after a plea bargain deal fell through last year. Now, defense lawyer Abby Lowell says Biden's changing his plea. This case accuses Biden of a four-year scheme to avoid paying more than $1 million in taxes while earning millions of dollars as a consultant to foreign business entities. His lawyers were planning to use his drug addiction as a defense, but the judge was limiting how much they could present to jurors. Hunter Biden's already facing potential jail time, convicted in June of lying on a federal form to purchase a gun in 2018. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.